Modern Language 英语，
潘吉接你告诉你。
Hi guys, welcome back to the show. 我是 Jenny.
I'm Adam.
那前两天呢，我们有一位用户在微信后台说，他刚到美国，发现美国人用的一些量词让他非常的 confused， 让他非常困惑。比如说，他说美国人特别爱用 dozen。
Oh, yeah.
一打这个词，一会儿是 a dozen of， 一会儿是 half a dozen of， 一会儿是 a few dozens of、
right.
他永远不知道这个 dozen 到底指的是多少的东西，多少数量。
Right.
所以我就想今天我们就可以说说英语里面很常见的一些量词、常用的，可能是我们、以前在学校没有怎么学过的、那么首先量词的英语是、
This is a measure word.
Measure word.
Yeah.
中文的量词因为更加的 specific， 更加特定一点、对吧，所以很多外国人学中文的时候都觉得这个挺让他们 confused 的。
Right.
对，那我们今天要说的就是英文里面，英文的量词呢不像中文那么的特定，那么 specific、但我觉得就是它有的时候因为比较广泛很 general、所以可能也会让你造成一些哎，这个到底是形容多少、对吧，所以我们今天就来讲一些 very common measure words、大家到我们的微信推送呢就可以把今天这篇收藏起来、以后呢也可以学习，所以到开言英语公众号然后回复量词就可以了、首先我们 let's start with the most general ones、Why don't we just start with that dozen、那个词啊，就是我们那位听众，我们好好解释一下。那 dozen， 如果你查字典的话，他可能说一打，
okay.
然后呢，告诉你是十二个，对吧
？Okay, so 12. Usually it's a dozen eggs.
That's
usually what we buy in a dozen.
Okay, so the most common dozen 用来修饰的就是鸡蛋。
Right.
一盒鸡蛋，你们通常不会说 let's.Get a box of eggs. 你们会说 let's get a dozen of eggs.
Yeah.、Or you could even buy it in a half dozen.
啊，就是小一点的盒子，六个的。所以 half 是加在，不是 half a dozen, 是 a half dozen.
Both are okay. Half a dozen or、get a half dozen eggs.
Okay, 都可以的。
Yeah.
好的。然后呢还可以把 dozen 变成一个复数，对吧？ We can also make
dozens,
it plural.、
Sure. Dozens of...People.
对，我觉得好像 dozen 做复数 dozens 的时候最常形容人、就是说 oh there are dozens of people、at the party， 就是这个 派对来了几十个人啊、什么的，所以它是用来形容蛋或者人、最多，或者一些商品的选择很多，对吧、这个饭店比如有很多的菜式、got like dozens of different kinds of noodles， 有几十种不同的面、所以我觉得 dozen 它会形容的数量可能是从六个，就 half a dozen、一直到你是说三四十个，五六十个。
Well yeah, probably, because we don't say tens, right? You can say hundreds of people, thousands of people, but we don't have a word for tens of people.
就是几十个，对吧、所以你们如果想要说几十个的话就会用
dozens
来代替。Okay, that's a great tip. 好，那也希望、问这个问题的听众、我们的回答、对你很有帮助。那接下来呢我们再来看一些很常用的 measure words.
All right. Well, let's start with a couple.、
嗯、
That's a pretty easy one. A couple is two.
A couple.
Yeah.
就是、一对谈恋爱的人
Could,
就是 they are a couple.
They are a couple. Or, you know, there are a couple of pens on the table.Means there's two pens on the table.
但是 a couple 也不一定是两个、是吗？
For most people, it's the same thing. It's just, you know, a small amount.
对。
But most people will say that, no, a couple means two, only two.
有些人很坚持，他会说 a couple 就是两个。
Right.
但是呢，也有很多、我觉得 native speakers, 他们用的 oh, let's get a couple, 不是说不用去超市买东西，说 let's get a couple of tomatoes.
Right.
不是说我们买两个番茄，是说我们买几个。
Right.
对吧？ The exact number, I think you just need to judge by context.
Sure.
But just know that a couple, 这个量词通常形容的是肯定是十以下的东西。
Right.
Anything under 10, maybe 5 or 6, 这样的。
Sure. Okay, should we stay with small? Should we go to big?
Let's get small amount out of the way.
Well, so we did kind of skip over a few, which is the same as a couple.
A few, 就是有一些，对吧？这个和 couple 差不多的，都是十以下的嘛。
Yes, the big difference though, the most important difference is you never say a few of something.You know, it's a couple of tomatoes, a couple of pens, but it's just a few tomatoes, a few pens.
Yeah, that's a great point. 就是它的这个句型这个结构啊，基本上所有的量词后面都会加 of.
Most, yeah.
Most, 但是这个 a few 是一个例外，是一个 exception.
Right.
You never say, let's get a few of tomatoes.
Right.
You don't need the of, right?
The only time you would say of is if you are...Not being specific. Oh, let's get a few of these.
Mm-hmm.
A few of those.
对的，就是泛指的时候啊，比如说 a few of these, a few of those, or there are a few of us coming to the party. 我们几个，对吧？
Right.
好，那接下来
We've got a bit.
A bit.
Yeah, a bit.
一点点。
Yeah.
对，就这些，我觉得也不是真的量词，是吧？这个就是一个大概的 amount.
It could be though. Right? I need a bit of this and a bit of that.
A bit, 它既可以形容抽象的东西，比如你的感觉。前段时间我们说什么就是
I'm feeling a bit
sick, yeah, 对、I feel a bit under the weather,、
right.
I feel a bit sick, 或者是形容真的是数量的，比如说我觉得 cooking,
yeah,
烧菜 cooking. 的时候常常会用 a bit.
Add a bit of this, add a bit of that.
对，加点这个，加点那个。那既然讲到 cooking, 烧菜，那我们我觉得还有常用的就是什么 a pinch.
A pinch, yeah, a pinch of salt.
对 a pinch, pinch 其实就是你的手指一小撮、
right.
对吧、或者你去捏人家、
right.
我们说
pinch them.
对 pinch 一个 baby 的脸它好可爱
、
对所以 a pinch 就是 add a pinch of salt, a、
yeah.
pinch of pepper,、就是加一点加一小撮盐加一小、或者可能中文我们会说一小把。
No.
但把的话我觉得英文好像也有个对应就是 a handful of something.
A hand,、yeah.
烧菜的时候也挺常用的是吧
yeah, a handful of.
小的这些我们说完了、我们说说大的好了。
Alright, okay, the best one, the most common one is going to be a ton.
哦、oh, 这个好像口语里面非常常用。
Yeah, sure.
A ton of something. So that would be T-O-N.
You know, I'm looking at my paper that I wrote. I actually wrote it T-O-N-N-E, but that's just because I'm Canadian.
就是你的拼法是 T-O-N-N-E,、
right.
但美国人就会拼
T-O-N.
T-O-N.
Yeah.
那、其实这个 ton, 它更确切形容的这个重量或数量就是一吨。
Okay, an actual ton.
Yeah, an actual ton. 但是呢口语里面 It usually doesn't mean 一吨
Right.
但是它就是形容很多很多
Right. So I'm thinking like a ton of homework.
啊、我有很多作业
Right.
或者我有很多工作 I've got a ton of work
today. A ton of work today, yeah.
它是不是也能作为 plural, 复数说 tons,
tons
of?
Yeah. Oh, it was tons of fun this weekend. Thanks so much for the invitation. We had tons of fun.
啊、可以这样用就是、很好玩很有意思
Yeah, tons of fun.
We had tons of fun.
Yep.
或者 tons of people.
Yeah, it's tons of... Oh, China has tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of people.
比如到迪士尼对吧你就可以说 oh, God, tons and tons and tons of people.
Yes.
所以就不要再用什么 people mountain, people sea.
Well, yeah.
就这个虽然很可爱但是第一 it's wrong, 是错的。第二 it's outdated, 这个已经是过时的梗了。
Yes, I don't know.
Tons of people everywhere,
of people,、
right? 那、其他形容数量很多的。
We've also got a bunch.
这个我记得以前我们说怎么感谢一个人的时候。
Thanks a bunch.
Thanks a bunch.、
Now, you could also say, you know, there's a bunch of people, you know, waiting for us to finish this podcast,、and they want to take pictures with us or something. I think the big difference is bunch is, it's often positive.Whereas like, oh, there's a ton of people waiting outside, you know.
可能有点抱怨的语气、
maybe,
对吧
maybe.
是。那 bunch, 其实它最确切所指代的那个数量是可能一把或者一束。
Right.
比如你送人一束花
a bunch of flowers,
或者就是反正能扎成一捆的东西比如买胡萝卜对吧那一捆、
right.
like a bunch of carrots.、
With、a bunch of carrots, yeah.
对。但是你觉得这个数量大概是多少啊
I
feel this one could be quite flexible.
Yeah.
因为它可以形容几个、
嗯、
但它也可以形容好几十个甚至几百个、
yeah.
就要看具体的语境、
mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, even this one too, just thinking back to our homework, our poor student before、
mm-hmm.
with tons of homeworkMaybe also has a bunch of homework.
A bunch of homework.
Or just a bunch of work to do around the house on、yeah. the weekend.
我觉得所以 bunch 最好的就解释为有一堆。哎、
mm.
对 ,a pile 也是
很好的 We do also have a pile, right? Yeah.
Got
a pile of work. Or there's I have a pile of stuff to do today.
But you can't say a pile of people, can you?
No, not a pile.
对这个 pile 不能形容人。好那我们把这个数量少的数量多的一些量词一些表达方式都说了。最后呢我想说说就是英语里面也是有一些很特定的量词、
mm.
可能跟中文的量词比较像的、
Sometimes.
就是它这种量词只能形容那一种东西的。
Yeah, like animals especially.
对特别是形容动物的时候。
So we had to learn all this stuff in school. Actually, Jenny, do you know、how to call many fish?
我不知道、欸、
A school of fish.
Oh.
A school of, that's, we always remember that. Because
a school of fish.
School
就是学校的那个 school.
Yeah, same word.
Okay, a school, school of fish. 学到了学到了。就是一整群的鱼是吧
Right.、how about lion?
哎呦完了我今天、
I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a hint.
You're stumping me like
no,
all over
no, no,
the place.
No, no,
我都不知道真的不知道。
No. Okay,、I'll give you a hint. 就是、
A flock?
Flock is、always for flying, yeah, flock of birds.、
Oh, finally, I got something
you
right.
Did, you did, you did.
A flock、of birds.
The lion, I'll give you a hint here. It's, 骄傲的意思.
A pride of
lions. A pride of lions,
really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
a pride of lions.
Yeah.
那 tigers 也可以说 a pride of tigers?
Tigers, let's talk about tigers later.
所以你看它就是很特定的,
yeah,
对吧?
It's one animal per animal.
啊，那说完动物，我觉得可能日常生活里更常用的一些特定量词就是很多吃的东西。
Sure. Yeah.
比如讲到面包。
Right. So you could have a piece of bread.
一片，就我们说的 toast.
Right.
吐司。
Piece of toast. But usually if you're buying bread, you're not buying a piece of bread, you're buying a loaf.Of bread.
反正这个 a loaf of bread 就是那种吐司没有切片的、mm. 它切了片但是是你买那样一袋、
right.
在国外的超市通常是很多很多片 So it's actually a long stretch,
of bread.
Bread, of sliced bread. And you guys would call it a loaf of bread.、
Yep. Slice or unsliced.
就是反正要长长的一条、mm.
All of the bread, the whole bread.
对但是像 baguette, 法棍它虽然是长长的一条、mm.但是它就不是 a loaf of 吗
Because it's a foreign language, like the word... The
因为是它是特定的一种就叫法棍所以你们不会说 a loaf of baguette.
Loaf of baguette,
你们就说
just a baguette.
A baguette,、mm. okay. 然后还有吃的东西
I'm trying to think about what I eat every day.、Well, of course I get a cup of coffee in the morning.
就是一杯啊什么或者 a bowl of something, a plate
of
something.
Yeah.I think the most important stuff about all this、is just the way we actually say it, which is not, we don't say, you know, a loaf of bread, a box of cereal. It's、
mm-hmm.
always a loaf of bread, a box of cereal.
啊，你就说是这个实际口语在发音的时候，量词后面的那个
of
通常就被、简化为那样的一个 sound,
yeah,
对吧
yeah,
so a box of something,
box
of chocolate,
box of chocolates,
a loaf of bread,
yeah, a pack of cigarettes,
是你最爱的一包香烟 a pack of cigarettes,
a、yeah, cup of coffee and a pack of cigarettes.
最后我想到了一个经典的这个量词是美国人口语里喜欢说的、
mm.
a whole lot of something,
whole lot of.
所以最后我们就送大家 Led Zeppelin 一个很经典的歌、
yeah.
好不好 A whole lot of love
A whole lot of love
A whole lot of something、
right.
口语里面就变成 a whole lot of
Yeah, a whole lot of
A whole lot of love 我们有很多的爱送给大家然后
Can you sing it?
A whole lot of love
Wow, that's really impressive
No, that was really bad
No,
that was atrocious
I can go get a guitar though Okay, next time、yeah.
Jimmy Page, let's bring on Jimmy Page
Wow
希望大家喜欢我们的节目要有什么量词的问题语法的问题可以今天留言告诉我们然后最好的呢就是、参加我们下个月的语法微信课那我们的会员就是 九月新的福利啊，送给大家，希望对你们有用。然后还不是会员的话呢，升级账户就可以了。在我们微信公众号，你可以得到一个特惠，一年的会员只要629元。Okay, we hope you enjoy the show, and here's a whole lot of love for you. Bye bye.
Bye.